Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week on CITR 101.9 FM, and we stream live everywhere over the World Wide Web at www.citr.ca. I got some very special guests on the show today. First of all, say the band.
Tubuloids!
Who we started out with from the Surf Fukushima release, which... came out last year. It's gotten a lot of airplay in this show. Track was called Booze Cruise, and so what we got all four of you here.
That's right.
Everyone.
That's
yeah.
That's right.
We all woke
all
right. Up on
so
time.
So starting from left to right, who is in the band?
I'm Dave. I'm in the bass.
Yep.
Teddy drumming.
I'm Baxter. I'm guitar, and I also yell into a microphone.
And I'm Rob. I play guitar.
The newest edition
the new
of
edition,
the band.
That's
yeah.
Right.
The new
babyface.
The new guitar player, who I have yet to see, but I will see tonight at Pat's Pub, because you guys are debuting your brand new 7-inch release, This Wave Sucks, tonight at Pat's Pub. And it should be a good show and good release, which we're going to hear in a very bit. We got to get it queued up on the turntables, because, yeah, it's a 7-inch vinyl release, so let's get on it. But first, we're going to get on to some Scottish punk, since they lost the referendum last week. The Scots.
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah, I don't know if it's too bad or too good. I didn't follow it. All I know is if I were over there. I mean, independence is a good thing, but then at the same time, separation is a bad thing. But a lot of the things that the UK does are kind of bad. So we're going to hear a long running Scottish punk band from Edinburgh, The Exploited. This is a track called Anti-UK on Generation Annihilation.
We'll be right back.
Go home with a horror show. Oh no. My name is Emily, and I'm hoping you'll join me in discovering how UBC is bringing sustainability into action by attending Ripple Effect events September 22nd to 26th. Get a free mocha. Learn to recycle. Take a blind taste test between tap water or bottled water. Oh, and you just have to join hundreds of guests, and me, of course, for a sustainable meal on Main Mall. Seriously, you can't miss this. It's going to be epic. You can get all the info at sustain.ubc.ca/ripple effect. Oh, and use the hashtag RippleEffectUBC.
All right, back on the air, Generation Annihilation, four tracks of Scottish punk rock, The Exploited, Death Before Dishonor, Anti-UK, going back to 1986, followed with Big Country, The Crossing is the name of the release. Not really punk rock, but yeah, the singer for that band played in a band called The Skids, and they were punk. And a track called In a Big Country, man, I love that song. Followed with Rosillo's classic Scottish punk, I like it. And we followed with some Scottish Oi. That one is going out to Jay and Rowena, and the band is on file, and it's called Birds Don't Like the Skinheads. So yeah, we're with the Tubuloids, who are here, and we're about to make a world premiere here, or a premiere on... You guys were on a radio show last week, were you not? Or?
Yeah, we did the co-op.
Okay, but this will be the first time this will be ever played on this... this here radio show, the Generation Annihilation radio show. So this release is called This Wave Sucks. It's a 45 release. And how did this come about, man? Like, you guys did your first CD. How did you guys form, first of all?
Should I take that one since I talked the most?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I met Baxter, well, years ago. That doesn't really count. But at a Nightbird show, he was like, "Hey, dude, I got my guitar licks down. Blah, blah, blah. Let's play some surf." And I was like, okay, a couple days later, get together. And, you know, that worked out pretty well at Jam, because he knew his surf covers and punk and, you know, songs that he did. Pretty quickly met Dolan, because, you know, Bassola, and they were in a band before with Narcoleptics. And that worked out. We had Sean, and I kind of manipulated the guy to get in the band. I was like, yeah, just come along to see, check this out. And he was our first guitar player, but he's on to do bigger and better things. And now we got Roberto here.
That's me.
He's always been, you know, the good buddy that kind of wanted to join in there. And,
that's right.
It's working out really well so far.
Yeah, and so we're going to hear the title track from this release, This Wave Sucks.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it's called This Wave Sucks, so here we go, crank it up really loud.
It's a song about puking.
Okay. Puking while surfing?
yeah, totally.
Sure.
Okay.
Riding that porcelain wave.
Here we go.
This way sucks. Yeah, you sudden makes you want to kill. Beach is now Pork Chop Hill.
Wow, that sounded awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah. So from the brand new release, This Wave Sucks by the Tubuloids, we heard a track called Just Jump. Before that, from Chicago's Naked Ray Gun, we heard a track called Surf Combat, going back to 1984, yeah. Off the Throb Throb release. And we start things off with This Wave Sucks. And yes, this is a release on Crapital Records.
That's right.
Much like, and you guys did how many pressings of this 7-inch?
1,100.
Okay, no wonder why you got them for so cheap.
Yeah.
If you do 500, it's fine. But if you do 500, it's pricey. But once you get into the 1,000 range, it gets cheaper. But I'm sure you guys will move this one pretty quick. So
they were worth every penny.
So where was this one recorded, anyways?
Bully's studio in New Westminster.
And what period of time?
It was in the spring of this year.
Yeah, I was in the band for like 3 weeks when we recorded it. So
yeah, I got put on a really good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, solo yeah, now, learn now. Now.
Like,
yeah,
came off pretty good.
Yeah, awesome. Cheers. So yeah, congrats on this, and we're gonna go back to your first release, Surf Fukushima. Was this one recorded in? At the same spots, or?
No, I was recording in Teddy's basement.
Yeah, okay. That was even before I constructed the old brick house.
Yeah,
that
the rock
and
brick
just
house,
just an empty
man.
Spot.
Right.
You know, some mics in the room, and I don't know, it was pretty simple. I mean, it was just like a couple mics.
Tascam 4-tracks.
Yeah, and, like, oh, that dirty Tascam. Don't get me started on that thing. But yeah, it was just some mics in a room, and then, hey, I overdubbed that, and bang, bang, it was done like the next week. And
wow.
A couple hours of drums. Yeah, wow. It was,
yeah. Okay, so let's... Let's get back into this one, shall we?
Sure. Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, so this is track number 9, and what's it called? It's about a specific beach. I've never been to
Hastings
Beach.
Hastings. This one goes out to the boys from the beach.
I've never been to Hastings Beach.
It's a beautiful
spot, man. Concrete wave.
Friday night. Beers are flowing.
Beers are cold.
Well, maybe they can go there before they head to Pat's Pub tonight.
It's actually a decent walk, so just do it.
Yeah. Yep, do it. Done like dinner. Here we go.
Thank you. Pay for the end of the week. Pay for the Hastings Beach. The barbecue is burning white hot, and the beers are always ice cold. There's a party going on.
Too late.
All right, we're back here. Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we are with the Tubuloids, who we heard some stuff by in that last set. We start off with a track from their Surf Fukushima release, Hastings Beach. Then we followed with the Chiefs' Hollywood Crisis track called Tower 18 and the Mighty Agent Orange. Everything Turns Gray from the Living in Darkness, release. Yeah. Are these some influences of you guys?
Dusty's drumming, that's for damn sure.
I was thinking Surf and a bunch of bands came to mind. The influences. Did you guys just decide, okay, we want to play surf punk, or were you, some of you just listening to some tunes one day?
Started off with a bunch of covers, like a lot of surf
classic
rock.
Surf songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they always did.
You know,
then.
Adventures in Dick Dale.
We made edges to it.
Yeah.
Give a little more heaviness in it. From there on, I mean, it's like, yeah, we put our own riffs in there, got faster, and then it's like from solid-state amps, we went to tube amps, and now it's just like a way more juicier sound.
26 and, tubes, yeah. Man.
26 tubes.
26 tubes between us. Yeah.
Yep, that's a lot of watts.
It's like 96 tiers, but 26 tubes. Right?
You can hear these guys. Crank those amps tonight at Pat's Pub.
That's right.
For the release.
You'll fill the room up.
Of This Wave Sucks. And we're going to hear another track off this one. This is the B-side. First track of the B-side. What's it called?
It's Reefer Radness.
It's an instrumental.
Oh, Reefer Radness. Okay. Yeah. I didn't notice that. I thought it said Madness. I thought, come on, you guys. Can't get any more original than that. But no, you're
we switched the letter. It's all good.
You're doing just fine.
Reefer Radness. We'll be right back.
everybody has an ocean across the USA, so they'll sure be charging. We're sick of it. We're rebels of the sea, dropping in Redondo.
Capital One Just for Laughs comedy tour returns with a stellar lineup of headliners, starring stand-up writer and person Dimitri Martin.
I'm standing right behind you.
Funny as Hell host John Doerr, Canadian Comedy Award winner Levi McDougall, and podcast superstar Todd Glass. The Capital One Just for Laughs comedy tour at the Orpheum on November 14th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. For details, check Metro News or go to hahaha.com/comedy tour.
All right, we're back here. Generation Annihilation, CITR, heard three tracks. Start things off with the Tubuloids, who are here in the studio with us.
That's us.
I typed it in Reefer Madness, but it's called...
Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness, okay. No.
Say it again. Reefer Radness.
Reefer Radness. Okay. Reefer Radness. Not Madness. Radness. Okay. Followed with Forgotten Rebels, Surfing on Heroin.
That's right. Classic.
And D.I., Surfing Anarchy.
All right.
Cool. So back into, we're going to hear another track off this new vinyl release by the Tubuloids. It's called Tosh and Neil's Excellent Adventure. So what's the story behind this one?
Oh, this is about the night that we got banned from the Princeton.
Oh, yeah? That was your first show, wasn't it?
No, it was later on, but we played.
Your first show was at the Princeton, though, right?
No, it was at Pat's Pub.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Aaron. I'm positive.
Okay. Yeah. Who am I to tell you?
I was there.
Okay. I guess I wasn't. No, I saw you guys.
Aaron.
Okay, so was this show you got banned at? Was that the show I was at the Princeton? There was some.
Yeah. Did the cops come?
I don't know. It was some indie rock bands playing.
No, that was the show before we got banned.
Okay, so why did you get banned?
East Van Playboys were playing us that day. And,
yeah.
There was an indie-like band that played out. You're pretty right on that, Mark. The next band, I can't remember their name, but it was quite indie-like. Yeah,
That was another night. The
old manager was a wash-up from like the club scene, and he didn't understand people like to dance to music, and as soon as he saw people dancing, he called the cops.
What a guy.
Yeah, but hey, we're undoing our band because we're playing there on Halloween this year.
Well, Neil and kind of forced him out of his own bar there, and just kind of he tried to shut us down, and he's like grabbing everybody.
So start it off. And, Neil is the bar manager.
Neil saved the night. Neil's our bud.
Neil's the guy that he's going to be there tonight doing the magic tricks.
Oh man, awesome. Make it there for Neely D.
So who is Tosh?
Tosh Osaka. He's an old pro snowboarder that was partying with Neil that night, and they went on an excellent adventure of outrageous proportions, and we wrote a song about it.
Yeah. So let's hear that song.
Tosh and Neil.
Alright, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Yes, thanks to the Tubuloids for coming up. And,
hey, thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, you can catch them down at Pat's Pub tonight. And in that last set, we heard from the Tubuloids, This Wave Sucks, Tosh and Neil's Excellent Adventure. From the Adolescents, we heard a track called No Way. And Smogtown gave us Bourgeois Bohemians, followed with JFA's Badger. Baja.
You pulled the jalapeno.
Baja.
Hey, guys.
I corrected myself.
Can I just say, the show tonight, everybody comes down, gets a free copy of the record.
Yep. And it's $10 at Pat's Pub.
Yeah, $10 door covering.
And you get a 7-inch. Where will this 7-inch be?
At Pat's Pub.
And where will it be after Pat's Pub?
In all over the top of the charts. Yeah.
But where can these people buy this 7-inch?
Other shows and... Yeah, skate shops too around with
skate shops. How about record shops?
Probably record stores.
I think record stores would sell this too. It is vinyl, yes.
It is. Don't.
All right. So thanks to
and
the two.
If you see us on the street, we'll sell one too.
Okay, yeah, but tonight at Pat's Pub, what's the lineup?
Line Traps, Neely D, and us. Line Traps are awesome. They're coming all the way in from Victoria.
Okay, killer. So thanks for coming up, and check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook. Do you guys have a page where you can check? No Facebook page for you guys.
Tubular, yeah.
Okay. I haven't liked it. Don't take it personal.
We're out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
This show's done.
So thanks a lot, and we're going to leave you with one more track. But before we get out of here, I'd like to say a very special birthday to somebody who's... been into the scene a very long time. Big diehard in the music scene, metal, punk, every genre of music you could probably think of. I'm talking about the mighty Gerald Rattlehead, who was one of the originators of power chord back here in 1985. He's been out of power chord for about a good 9 years, but he's still kicking, he's still rocking. Happy 55 to ya, Gerald Rattlehead.
Wow. Happy birthday, bro.
All right, gonna leave you with one more surf track. I'm not sure if this is a favorite of the Tubuloids, but this is a really rockin' surf song. Sacred and it'll take us in a power chord. It's by Sacred Reich. What's the name of the track?
Surf Nicaragua!
All right, here we go.
Go Thunderbirds! We'll be right back.
1985, Soldiers Under Command. This is a song called The Rock That Makes Me Roll. Thank you very much!
Yes, that was Brand New Striper. Brand New CDs will be out in North America on in about 3 days. Striper, hey, come on, Aaron. They have their place in history. Sure, they're Christian, but I play enough songs about Satan. The odd Christian song's okay. Yeah, Striper, the CD's called Live at the Whiskey. The song is The Rock That Makes Me Roll. Yes, my name's Andy Grotesque. I haven't been up here since the end of May. I was gone all summer, so great day for the other hosts have been here. Serena, Coleman, Eric, thanks for doing all those shows. Awesome. And thanks for letting me do a show for once. I've got tons of brand new metal to play. And yeah, my name is Andy Grotesque. And the next set's going to go from the opposite of Striper. This stuff's going to be really heavy. It's all like grindcore, extreme death metal. This first band is from, they're from Taiwan. They're from my wife's hometown, Taipei, Taiwan. They're called Maggot Colony. Their new CD is called Perpetuating the Viral Infestation. And the song is called Venom Flows in Veins. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Here we go with some Maggot Colony. This is very, very heavy, grindy death metal.